This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
It's always a firm decision. Last time I made a firm decision, but I said we'll do it over a period of time. We've been doing this actually over a period of time, over a very long period of time.
Amid sharp criticism, not just from Democrats this time around, but from top Republicans as well, President Trump is defending his decision to pull back U.S. troops in northern Syria. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
It's being called catastrophic, misguided, terribly unwise, a betrayal, and a disaster. That's just from Republicans, top Trump ally Lindsey Graham among them.
This impulsive decision by the president has undone all the gains we've made, thrown the region into further chaos.
Graham telling Fox and Friends he'll urge the president to reconsider. Turkey expert Bulent Alireza notes Graham helped convince the president last year to reverse his decision to pull out of Syria entirely.
So if he takes the lead on Capitol Hill in organizing opposition to this, I can quite easily see a situation in which the president might reverse himself again.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Trump administration has ordered Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, not to appear before Congress for questioning about interactions between President Trump and Ukrainian officials that triggered an impeachment inquiry. Three U.S. House of Representatives committees were scheduled to question Sondland behind closed doors beginning Tuesday morning, but Sondland's attorneys said the order from the State Department forced his client to comply with the administration's command. The scheduled deposition is part of the ongoing impeachment inquiry in the House, which Trump on Monday again rejected as a scam. The administration did not immediately comment on the order, which may fuel calls from Democrats to also pursue impeachment on obstruction charges. This is VOA.